Welcome to Two Men Talking, Controversial Conversations That Never End. It's a podcast where today we'll be discussing a somewhat controversial topic, whether men and women can have purely platonic relationships. Stanley and Fred are offering differing views on the topic. Stanley, who believes that men and women can have platonic relationships, and Fred, who thinks a little differently, thinks there's always an underlying sexual tension present. So Stanley, we'll start with you. Why do you believe that men and women can indeed have purely platonic relationships?
Before we really get into it, I just wanted to say, you know, Fred, you really look worn out today. I just wanted to comment on that. I just wanted to see if you were okay.
Yeah, I'm okay. I'm a little tired. A little tired. I had a rough night last night.
What happened?
I had a date, went out on a date, and nothing happened.
Is that the woman that wanted a platonic relationship?
Yeah. Yes, apparently. Yes.
What'd you tell him?
I said it's really difficult for men to have platonic relationships. There's always this underlying tension that exists in the relationship. You know, look, women are much more, let's say, emotionally centric, and men are much more centered on attractive, what they're attracted to.
So I wanted to tell you that, you know, a platonic relationship is without sex and romance. Last time I talked to you and I said, Fred, it's without sex and romance. And you said, I thought that was marriage.
That is a comment that I made. Love, romance, partnerships, they're all available and they're natural. You got to ask yourself, what are the issues moving from platonic to sexual? You're talking about risk, expectations, fear of rejection, different positions, identity, and everybody has an investment in a way of being. So what's at stake is, you know, the joy, the vulnerability, and what you might get in a romantic relationship. I think most people are the antithesis of having a romantic relationship. We hold on to the regrets, resentments, and the incompleteness of past relationships. You know, why have unconditional love when you have to put yourself at risk?
So, you know, platonic comes from Plato, and that's where they derived it. And Plato's theory was that you should have a good life, but not at the expense of others. So the derivation of platonic is from Plato. So Jordan indicated a male-female relationship. But we live in a society today that I think this applies to same-sex couples as well as heterosexual couples. Same principle involved. And I really don't know. And I thought about it and I listened to what you said. I don't know if there's such a thing as platonic. I used to think there's such a thing as platonic, but you have a platonic so-called relationship with an attractive woman. And what's in your mind? Okay. I don't know. Jordan, tell me what you think. There's such a thing as a platonic relationship?
Well, I'm learning a lot about how you guys think. And, I'm a little younger than both of you, not by much, but I seem to know where you're going, Fred, that there is a sense of risk involved, and maybe you could expound on that, and also talk a little bit about urges and feelings that still exist in you.
Yeah, so platonic is safe, it's easy, it's familiar, you get to be right, you avoid domination, and what's the cost? The cost is love, vitality, and fulfillment. You know, Webster's definition of the concept romance is really interesting. It's defined as a fictitious tale of wonderful and extraordinary events by much of the imagination and idealization. So romance is something we invent. But to invent it, you have to give up comfort. You have to give up your past and you have to take a leap forward.
I thought about this, and I say to a woman who's my platonic friend, can I kiss you? And then she says, sure. And then I say, look, we're still platonic. Then I'll say, would you mind if I caress you? She says, all right, but we're still platonic. And I'll say, let's sleep together. She'll say, okay. Then I say, I just want to tell you, we're no longer platonic, and I'll pay for dinner. So you have to also establish boundaries. So you say to the woman, what's our relationship? Is this going to be platonic? Or are we moving into a more physical relationship? So I see some women who I know a long time, and they say, you know, we're platonic. Oh, we're platonic. I never realized we're platonic. I don't know. And a woman will say to you, you go out, you think she's going to say to you, oh, you're so smart, I can't wait to see you to talk about the weather. Or my mother said, what's he hanging around? He's your platonic friend? What does that mean? He's hanging around all the time. So there are a lot of, I think it's really interesting, platonic. You know, my mother, if my sister had a friend, and my sister said platonic, my mother said, platonic, schmatonic, what are we talking about here?
Right.
You know? So I don't know.
So I'm dating, and I like romance. I've already said that it's invented, it's made up. There's a lack of romance. So we have romance confused with circumstances surrounding attraction. What's attraction? Attraction is something we have no control over. If you take a look at the design of men, men have a significant attraction, let's say gene. Our attractions have nothing to do with romance. If you take a look at the design of a car, it's to have a steering wheel. If you take a steering wheel away from a car, it's not a car anymore. So I think men foundationally have significant attraction, let's say genes, while women, I think, on a very foundational level, are very emotional. So men can't be human without having attractions. We're attracted to people we think will further our own survival, identity, ego. That's my two cents.
So you can have a platonic relationship and undress it with your eyes. Okay. Is that a platonic relationship? When we were young, going to school, some of the guys would say, hey, let's run down to Nathan's, Coney Island, grab a hot dog. And some, we would sit in the fraternity house. Some of the girls from Tau Epsilon, Omega would be there. Hey, can we go with you? Sure. We go down, we'd have hot dog. It was a platonic relationship with mustard. And hey, that's terrific. Does that such a thing exist today? People tell me it exists more so today, that younger couples, younger people today hang out more so without physical relationships. Do I believe that? Absolutely no. I don't believe that at all. I think Fred is absolutely right. In a man's mind all the time, platonic, not platonic, is maybe this is going to happen, or as some people say, close the deal. I don't know, but it's certainly an interesting conversation, and a lot depends on what age bracket you're in as to what kind of relationship you're going to have.
Here's a question for both of you. I'll start with you, Fred. Sexual tension. We see it in the movies, on television, read it in books. An example would be the old TV series with Bruce Willis and Sybil Shepherd, Moonlighting. Three or four or five seasons and nothing's happened, but you know that there's a draw there, that there's a give and take. Isn't that something that's so more prevalent? It's so more prevalent in all of our lives, this sense that that person could be a person I could be romantic with.
Absolutely. I also think because of technology today, advancements in medicine, people are capable of having physical relationships well beyond their age, their age where they can no longer be physical. You know, there was an interesting article in the New York Times back in February, "For Society's Sake, Have More Sex." And the subtitle is, "The Loneliness Epidemic Can Be Solved, at least in part, in the bedroom." And I'm not advocating for people to have crazy, passionate relationships, but I am advocating for sensible, healthy physical relationships.
So, Fred, I know you watched the Seinfeld show. So you see that episode, Elaine's his buddy, they're buddies, they're sitting in the living room. She looks at him and says, "Should we try it?" The two of them jump up and run in the bedroom and into the bed. Okay, so the question is, if you're okay, we're platonic, and you have a little activity, does the woman expect the relationship has now changed? Is this going to be a platonic relationship with a little physical activity? I think also it's very important. We're talking from a man's point of view here, no question. What does a woman expect? Does she expect a completely platonic relationship? Or maybe she would like a platonic relationship with a little intimacy and kiss you goodbye. So we live in a society, I don't know, I always thought I lived in a monogamous society, but I don't know if that's true anymore. And that's why I say I don't know really platonic. I don't know, I didn't think in my age we had one night stands, you meet a woman, you're talking, blah, blah, and you end up in bed. And then maybe you see, oh, hi, we're platonic friends. So I don't know if a woman expects a monogamous relationship. You're the one.
So Stanley, the Seinfeld episode that you mentioned, that's a great episode. And I think that represents how we've evolved. I don't think something like that would have happened a few decades ago. I'm not saying men are the sole owners of the concept of attractiveness, by no means. I'm saying that's a more prevalent aspect of a man's how he socializes. And I am saying it's my opinion that what's more prevalent in women are their emotional sense of things. I'm also not advocating and saying we should behave like Caligula. However, it is normal and healthy to expect when you're with someone that you're attracted to, that eventually would evolve into a healthy physical relationship.
Stanley, let me address this to you, the man who's talked about relationships with mustard. I love that. When you said case closed, it raised a question in my mind. Is a platonic relationship all that much easier when there's early communication? Can that work out, and does that really lead to a better relationship when you know the ground rules going in?
Wow, that's a great question. Can I go before Stanley?
Go ahead. You're younger, you go first.
Yeah. So I was dating someone for 4 or 6 months, and there was intimacy. And I said during that period of time, and Stanley, you remember that person.
I remember her very well.
Yeah. And I said, you know what? If the intimacy ever disappears, we're just not going to be friends. And she looked at me and she said, don't bet on it. Well, the intimacy is gone. We're still friends. And we're friends because she's very bubbly, great personality, contributes in a big way. And I just enjoy her company. And in fact, we still socialize.
Fred, I forgot to tell you, I'm dating her now. And everything you said about her is true.
Well, she was looking for an older, Stanley, she was looking for an older, wealthier guy. I'm happy for her. I'm happy for you. Just do me one favor. Name your first born after me.
Oh, I'm glad to do it, but I don't think I can handle her. She's a little young for me. But I'm not really dating her. But I met her. I thought she was really a nice person. And I know you said to me, I'll never be her friend. So I've had occasions where I've had platonic relationships with women who would like to move on into something more substantial. And I, because I'm a little older now, I hesitate to move forward. But I think platonic relationships are very difficult. And because it's true, you always have in your mind something's going to develop. And I've told people about, we're doing this podcast on platonic, women are married, and they say, we're platonic friends. And I never thought of them in terms of platonic friendship. So I think that, I don't know if the term, I'm always careful with words. So I think you got to say to someone, what do you mean by platonic friendship? What are you looking for in the relationship? Where are we going to go with this? I think that's what it is.
All right. I think I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, I think that no matter what your choice is in partners, it applies to everyone.
You know what? You and I are platonic.
But this doesn't apply with men. This doesn't apply
right.
With men. I mean, this men walk, I say, what are you doing? I'm taking a walk with my buddy, Fred. Okay? But I think men's relationships were never thought of in terms of platonic. We think in terms of platonic with someone, for us, platonic with a woman, for people of same-sex relationships, they think in terms of platonic with someone in that relationship. I've discussed this with people of the same-sex who are in same-sex relationships. We've talked about it, and they said, it's interesting, but if somebody approached them, sort of flirting a little, their partner would be upset because that person may be looking for a same platonic relationship. It's complicated. I wish I was a little smarter and I could figure it out.
I'd like to make one final comment, if I may. So according to a study by the American Psychological Association, men are more likely to be attracted to their female friends, while women are less likely to be attracted to their male friends. This shows that men and women are not as equally capable of having platonic relationships as Stanley suggested.
It's a difficult concept, practically speaking.
Well, that is an understatement. Listeners, it sounds to me like this is a controversial conversation that may never end. Stanley and Fred would love to hear your thoughts about the question, is it possible for men and women to have platonic relationships? You can email them today at stanleyandfred@twomentalking.com. Now be sure to include your U.S. postal address. Why? Because Stanley and Fred told me before the show that they will extend their appreciation to the first 20 listeners whose email messages they receive by sending you a Two Men Talking baseball cap. That's right. Email Stanley and Fred at twomentalking.com today to let your thoughts be heard about the question, is it possible for men and women to have platonic relationships? You might just be one of the lucky 20. You can subscribe and download Two Men Talking wherever you get your podcasts. And Stanley and Fred would love it if you left a multi-star rating and review. We thank you and hope you too can find time to walk with a good friend.